It's the first cut and dry.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it taste like greens?
A good deal, yes, you know, a little more. Not as sweet as the other.
I don't like greens much anyway. Okay, what do you call the green stuff that you put in salads? The green leafy vegetable?
Lettuce.
Okay, and what do you call the kind of ways that you, if you were going to the grocery store and you wanted to get some lettuce, you wanted to get two of them, you'd say, you would ask for well, what do you call the kind of
carton?
No, lettuce comes in a
head of lettuce.
Okay, and if you wanted two of those, you were going to get two
heads of lettuce.
Okay, fine.
Two heads of lettuce.
Okay. Say if you were talking about your children, about your boys and girls, would you ever say that you had several heads of children? Just using it jokingly? I mean, not seriously, but would you ever say, speak of your children as five heads or eight heads that you have?
Our family, my children consists of four heads or whatever the number we have.
Okay. Somebody had a lot of children. 8, 10, 15 children. You might say he had
a large family.
Okay. You ever use the word passel?
Hassel or passel?
Passel.
A passel of kids, yes. Okay. That's a passel of kids.
Okay. Would you use passel to refer to anything else or just mostly to kids?
Mostly to kids.
Okay.
A passel of trouble? No, a passel of trouble or a passel of money or whatever you want to call it.
Okay. But it just refers to a large amount of something.
Anything, yes, sir.
Okay, what do you call the outside of an ear of corn?
Chuck.
Okay, what's the kind of corn that you eat on the cob?
Corn on the cob.
Okay. Or anything else you'd call that?
Roasting ears.
Okay, what is a roasting ear?
Roasting ear is the same thing when it's roasted.
Okay.
On the cob.
Would you fix that any special way?
I don't know how you cook it, but you don't want to shred it or anything. You just cook it, boil it, or whatever you want. It's boiled, I believe, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about the term mutton corn?
Never heard of that, sir.
Never heard of that? Okay, what do you call the top of the corn stalk?
Shuck? No.
No, the part that's up at the top.
Tassel?
Okay, and what's that stringy stuff that comes at the end of the corn?
Corn silk.
Okay. What's the large round orange fruit that they make jack-o'-lanterns out of?
Pumpkin.
Okay. Make a good pie too.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's the small yellow sort of crooked neck vegetable? You can make casseroles out of it. Small, about 5 or 6 inches, usually has a, it's big and then it has a crooked neck.
I know it, but I don't like it, I don't. I can't think what it is.
Can you remember what that little red fruit is, the little red vegetable on the ground?
That's just pepper, I can't get it.
Slightly, huh? Well, maybe we'll come back to that too.
Mexican beans, I guess.
No. This goes under the ground.
Oh.
You have to pull it up and wash it off to get the dirt off. No.